All right, it's probably an H2HMS 362. There's a Mitsubishi, a maroon Mitsubishi car, CA4WLU384, and a silver Toyota Camry, CA3UEN013. If you are the driver of those three or four cars, please move them immediately. There'll be spaces available a little further down the block if you move right away, and we'd appreciate that. Hare Krishna. Can you...
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila Chapter 13 Text number 128. Ihan lokaranya hati gaudarata dvani tahan pushparanya bringa pika nada shuni. In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower garlands, flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and the chirping of the birds can be heard. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Well, this is giving us the understanding of the Rath Yatra festival. It is a very deep of a spiritual event which goes back even before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the sense that it is a reenactment of the Krishna's coming to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister, and the gopis emotionally taking him back to Vrindavan. So that is being discussed here by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 129. Ihan Raja Vesha Sange Sabakshatriya Gana Tahan Gopa Vesha Sange Murali Vadana. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Now, we were hearing earlier how there are different rasas with the Supreme Lord. Aishvarya, Madhurya. There are some devotees who are attracted to the Supreme Lord in his majestic, opulent form, Aishvarya. Vaikuntha or Dwarka. And there are others, such as the gopis, who are attracted to the sweetness, Madhurya Rasa. And for that particular rasa, Vrindavan is the suitable place without any big palaces, without all the soldiers and commanders, chariots, horses, elephants, all these things. For them, for the residents of Vrindavan, they consider these things to be superfluous and somewhat distracting from the mood. The gopis wanted to enjoy the rasa dance with Krishna. And of course the opulences of Vrindavan are also extraordinary, even greater than Vaikuntha millions of times, but that is not perceivable or realizable by everyone, only by those exalted personalities, Krita Punja Punja, those who have performed, like the cowherd boys performed heaps of pious activities to be able to enjoy the friendship of Krishna as equals, sometimes riding on Krishna's shoulders even. Continuing, 130.
Vraje tomara sange jay sukha ashvadana se sukha samudrera ihan nahi eka kana.
Here there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan.
Amalana punalila karaha vrindavane tabe amara mano vancha hoyata purane.
I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. The gopis considered themselves as ordinary cowherd ladies, and as such, not very highly elevated in the varnashram system, even. They didn't consider themselves very learned or cultured, and they thought that when Krishna goes to Mathura, when he left them, that Krishna would be enjoying the cultured and very beautiful ladies of Mathura in a more opulent lifestyle now as a king. Because when Krishna was staying in Vrindavan, he was acting the part of a Vaishya. Of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not Vaishya, he's not Kshatriya, but still, he played the part, of course, on another level. His eternal position in Goloka Vrindavan is as a cowherd boy. Goloka means the planet of the cows, and Gopal means one who protects the cows. Gopal, Govinda. That is his eternal position. But still, the gopis were thinking themselves very insignificant and humble, but they remembered that Krishna had shown them great special mercy in Vrindavan, and therefore they wanted to bring him there for pastimes.
Bhagavate ache jaiche radhika vachan purveta sutra madhye kariyache varnana.
I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami now, continuing the narration.
Se Baba Vishya Prabhu Pade Ara Shloka Se Sabha Shlokera Arta Nahi Bhuje Loka.
In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general could not understand their meaning.
Swarupa Gosani Jani Nakahe Arta Tara Sri Rupa Gosani Koila Se Arta Prachara.
The meaning of those verses was known to Swarup Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Sri Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. Well, we are very much indebted to Srila Rupa Goswami for broadcasting the meaning. We are known as Rupanugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami. All of our, especially all the acharyas from that time, have been known as Rupanugas because he was so especially empowered and blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would understand everything and that he would also be able to distribute that knowledge to everyone. This is actually the desire and the goal of the Vaishnavas, that they, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, they can understand this transcendental science. And by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, they can broadcast, distribute this science to everyone. Prithivete yachayata nagaradi gram sarvatra pachoy hoybe morana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted that this Hare Krishna movement will spread to every town and village in the world. And because he's God, it will happen. And he wants that his followers should take up this task of broadcasting the message. Jare dake tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar gyai guru hana tare idesh. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, simply tell them about Krishna, Krishna Katha. Explain to them the science of Krishna's Bhagavad Gita as it is, and describe the glories of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Become a guru and liberate all the people in the land, wherever you are. Doesn't matter. Some are traveling all over the world distributing this knowledge, and some may travel all over their neighborhood or even their household. But somehow or other, everyone we meet, we should give them Krishna consciousness. And as much as they can take, it may take some time. They may not be able to fully accept everything right away. But after some time, it's like last night, I'll give a, if you don't mind, a brief little description. I joined here in Los Angeles, 1970. And my family was not at all pleased. Some of you were here. That's an understatement. Anyway, last night we had a little gathering over at Westchester, the family. And I brought some witnesses also. They were there. Everyone was chanting and dancing, isn't it? The whole group, including the father, 81, and all the family members chanting and dancing Hare Krishna, nice prasadam. So it may take a little time. But eventually, nityasiddha Krishna prema sadhu kabanoi shravanadi shuti chitti kore udoi. It's in everyone's heart. Everyone by nature is a lover of Krishna. It's the constitutional position of every living entity, whether the living entity is in the body of a human or animal or insect or plant. But Actually, he's a lover of Krishna. He's simply forgotten. And he's covered over by different degrees of forgetfulness. And in the human form of life, Janame, Janame, Pita Matapai, Guru Krishna Nahi Mile, Bhajahariyai. At every birth, one gets father and mother. But in the human form of life, one gets Guru and Krishna. And that is the great opportunity. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada on CD, and Prabhupada was saying, so, he said, the disciple, he was speaking about the disciple, and then he said, disciple, everyone is disciple. Means everyone in the human form of life is a disciple. Everyone is supposed to take a spiritual master and learn this science. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastattadarshana. It is the responsibility of everyone in the human form of life to find out a bona fide spiritual master and learn the science of bhakti. And then also assist the spiritual master in distributing that knowledge to others. This movement is a movement for distributing knowledge. That's why we, Srila Prabhupada always stressed, distribute books, because distributing books means distributing knowledge. It's not just a means of acquiring funds. It is a means of distributing knowledge. And if people read these books, then their lives will change. They'll get this transcendental knowledge. Continuing.
Svarupa sange jara arta kare ashvadana nritya madhye se shloka karena patana.
While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the following verse which he tasted in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. I'll read the next verse. This is the verse. This is the gopi speaking. Ahuschate nalina nabha padaravindam yogeshvarayar hridi vachintyam agada bodhai sangsara kupa patito tarana valambham geham jusham apimanas yudiyat sadanaha. Gopis spoke thus. Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.48. The gopis were never interested in karma yoga, jnana yoga, or dhyana yoga. They were simply interested in bhakti yoga. Unless they were forced, they never liked to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Rather, they preferred to take the lotus feet of the Lord and place them on their breasts. Sometimes they regretted that their breasts were so hard, fearing that Krishna might not be very pleased to keep his soft lotus feet there. When those lotus feet were pricked by the grains of sand in the Vrindavan pasturing ground, the gopis were pained and began to cry. The gopis wanted to keep Krishna at home always, and in this way their minds were absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Such pure Krishna consciousness can arise only in Vrindavan. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain his own mind, which was saturated in the ecstasy of the gopis. So, there are different levels of love of God. There are different rasas, as we discussed, five primary rasas, Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, namely corresponding to neutral love and love and servitude, love and friendship, parental and conjugal. And even within
the different categories of conjugal love, there are different levels. And the highest level is Mahabhava, and that is exclusively available to Srimati Radharani and the intimate associates. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing that. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tishenama. He is considered by Srila Rupa Goswami to be the most munificent incarnation because he's giving what no one else ever gave, even though Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. And he gave Bhagavad Gita, and he gave his confidential association and devotion to some souls. But Lord Chaitanya is making it available to even those who are unqualified. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. He is picking up the most fallen. And he's giving them the greatest. He's taking them from the lowest and giving them the highest realization. How? How is he doing that? You might think, well, one has to perform so much austerities. One has to, for millions of lifetimes, it's like we hear about some of the great sages and even Krishna's parents, Dara, Drona, they performed austerities, practically eating dry leaves only and water for thousands of years to be able to render that type of service to Krishna. So one might think, yes, in order to get this highest realization, this enter into the close association with the Lord, one might have to perform austerities. But no. What is the price? Hare Nama. Just chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now what will be the effect of chanting Hare Krishna? The effect will be that the dirty things in the heart, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam, Baba Maha Devagni Nirvapanam, the dirty things will be cleansed away. There is a group of religionists, you may have encountered them sometimes. They have the idea that because they have received the mercy of their Savior, that now they are saved. And it doesn't matter what they do. And what they do, in many cases, is they continue with sinful activities. That means they have not gotten any mercy yet. How can they have mercy if they're still engaged in sinful activities? It means they never got it. They missed it. It's all super, it's all in their minds. They didn't get the mercy. Because if one gets the mercy of the Lord, then naturally he'll lose his taste for sinful activities. This is the first test. Otherwise, sahaja. Sahaja means one has some attraction to the Lord, but because he's not going about approaching the Lord through the bona fide spiritual master, following the directions of the Vaishnav scriptures, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidimbina Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate, simply causing disturbances in society. That's all they can do. Because they're not accepting the scriptures, they're not accepting the spiritual master, their hearts are not becoming clean, and they're not getting free from sinful desires and activities. But if one follows properly, chanting Hare Krishna, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, not blaspheming the devotees who've dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name, etc., then the heart will become cleansed. And in that state, then one can receive Krishna in the heart. It's like the Lord Chaitanya's pastime of cleansing the Gundicha Mandir. Well, he cleansed the temple very, very thoroughly with his own tears, with his own cloth, with his own hands. hath. First once, then another full, complete cleaning, and then a third time. To make everything clean so that the Lord will be inclined to come and stay there in our hearts. He's already there, but still we have to invite Him to always remain. So in the same way the gopis are inviting Krishna, please reside in Vrindavan, even though He never leaves Vrindavan, but this is part of the transcendental drama between Krishna and His devotees. Continuing.
Anyara ridaimana moramana Vrindavan manevane eka kari jani tahan tomar paradravya karaha yadi udai tabe tomar purna kripa mani.
Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you, with a capital Y, means you, Krishna, like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. Purport. The mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable. This is the consciousness of people in general. But when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then one's mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is, there also are Srimati Radharani, the gopis, the cowherd boys, and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from all material desires and engaged only in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else. Prabhupada said that our temples are Vrindavan, our Vaikuntha, his garden also here, Vrindavan. Because wherever Krishna is present, that is Vrindavan. Sri Advaita, when he met Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he was in such ecstasy that he was somewhat apparently unaware of his surroundings. So Nityananda Prabhu decided to play a transcendental joke, I guess you'd say, on Lord Chaitanya. So he told some cowherd boys, this was in just outside of Navadvipa, on the way to Shantipur, not very far away from Navadvipa. And Lord Chaitanya told the cowherd boys, Lord Nityananda told the cowherd boys, if Lord Chaitanya asks you which way is Vrindavan or how far to Vrindavan, then you tell him that this is Vrindavan and there is the Jamuna. And he pointed to the Ganga. So they did that. Lord Chaitanya asked and they said, yes, just see the Jamuna. So Lord Chaitanya went there in ecstasy, thinking that he had now arrived in Vrindavan, took his bath in the Jamuna, and it was all prearranged by Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita that Advaita would come and bring fresh cloth on a boat. So Advaita Prabhu came up on the boat and Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing in Vrindavan? And Advaita Charya said, yes, my Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So wherever Lord Chaitanya is present, that is Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present where there's kirtan, where the chanting of the holy names is going on. This is, so if we want to make the Vrindavan atmosphere, we can do it anywhere. Anywhere here, in Los Angeles or Doesn't matter what kind of a situation it is. As soon as the chanting of the holy name is performed in the proper mood of devotional service, then that place becomes as good as Vrindavan. And in this way, we don't necessarily have to live in Vrindavan in India. We can live here and bring Vrindavan atmosphere and bring everyone into the Vrindavan atmosphere. It happens very easily just by chanting and giving Krishna consciousness. Continuing. Prananata shunamora satya nivedana Raja amar sadana tahantomar sangama napailena rahe jivana. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Purport. Only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. So, the impersonalists and the voidists think that one has to clear the mind completely. They talk about stopping the mind from all activity. But that's not possible. The mind cannot be stopped. And the mind, the soul, has mind. So, it's not possible to eradicate all thoughts. But we have to purify those thoughts. Instead of thinking, instead of making friendships, society, and love in the material world, we should make friendships, society, and love amongst the society of devotees. Beginning from Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee. This is the family that we want to enter into. This is the real family. There was once a debate going on amongst the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One group said that brahmachari and sannyas was better. And the other group said grihastha was better. And they were having a debate. Finally it came up to him. And he said, yes, my decision is everyone should enter into family life. The association of Krishna and Krishna's family. So we should all enter into that family life. Krishna's association. These are all superficial. Naham vipranacha narapatir vaisho na shudro naham vani nacha griyapatir navanasto yatirva kintu projyan nikila purnamritab there gopi bar tur parakamaleor dasa dasa anudasa. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not a brahmana, kshatriya, vaisha, shudra, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of maintainer of the gopis. This is the true identity of the soul. We shouldn't get too caught up in these temporary designations. Because actually we're not this body. So if I'm not the body, how can I be a grihastha or a brahmachari or a sannyasi? I'm not. Or a woman or a child. These are all temporary dresses. So someone may say, well then why do we have to follow the regulations? It seems that there are strict... I was speaking with someone the other day. Yes. There are regulations according to the body, according to the ashram, that we have to follow. Well, why if we're not the body? Because we accept whatever is favorable for the discharge of devotional service. And Lord Krishna established the Varnashram system. And the acharyas have given us so many activities of sadhana bhakti, which will help us to become purified so that we can enter into Krishna's eternal family. In our present state, we're not fit. If we try to enter now, we will be stopped. But if we practice this devotional practices, sadhana bhakti, we can't jump immediately to the platform of the gopi's love for Krishna. That is a very exalted position that must be bestowed upon us. It's not something that we can prematurely attain. That will come by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. But for the time being, let us follow all the principles, all the guidelines that are there, that have been given by the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And it's not difficult. Gradually we'll see that we're becoming more attracted to the spiritual world and less attracted to the material world. We have to give up. Because we don't know when our time is coming. It's like I was here 2 years ago. And so yesterday I was meeting with some other friends and we were talking about some of the friends and he said, oh, that one passed away last year. Less than 50 years old. Passed away. Suddenly. So this is happening. Death is there at any moment. And we have to be prepared if we want to achieve the final perfection of this human form of life. Why not finish up our business in one life? Why think I'll come back, take another birth, maybe instead of Culver City, maybe it'll be Beverly Hills, and then I'll be able to enjoy. No, let's not, because there's danger. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Every step in this material world. So let us try our best to chant Hare Krishna, finish up our business, close out all the accounts. Don't keep the accounts open. Because if we keep the accounts open, then we'll be drawn back. I'll close up all the accounts. I'm not this body. I'm not American. I'm not male. I'm not female. I'm the servant of the servant of Krishna, and I'm going back to home, back to Godhead. That's my goal. So we're very delighted to be here for what is the anniversary? 27th anniversary of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, Jagannath Rath Yatra. I'll tell one last story. It's a quick one, and then I'll stop there. This is when Srila Prabhupada was visiting England. This was maybe 77, I think. As you know, Jayatirtha Prabhu had moved from Los Angeles to England, and he had taken over the management at Bhaktivedanta Manor. And Tulsi also went there, and I also went there. And so, working together, many devotees were made there, and book distribution increased to the point where, when Prabhupada came, Jayatirtha knew he would please Prabhupada very much, and he said, "Prabhupada, now London, England, is defeating Los Angeles in book distribution." And Prabhupada said, "But they are beating you in Rath Yatra." So, this Rath Yatra is equal balance. Jayatirtha was very pleased that he had developed that, but it's a fact that L.A. had surpassed the London Rath Yatra, and so Prabhupada considered that wonderful. So Los Angeles is doubly glorious now because they're leading in book distribution and Rath Yatra. So we're very, very proud to be here, and thank you all for tolerating and this talk. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
one, just push it all the way back.